Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here. Oh, where?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm about to get busy today.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, da-da-doo. The very first time.
I hate that song. Hate it. Hate it. Let me make it very clear. I hate it.
Why? Do you, what?
You know how you gotten tired? You got tired of the word entanglement really quick. That's when that song. I vividly remember when that song was popular, and every group of boys thought they could sing, that they didn't matter if they'd never sang together before, but they so the first time that I saw you around, I just said hello.
It's not Sean's fault.
Yes, it is.
You don't like caught up? The physical attraction. But it's my confession. I've never heard anybody in the world say they don't like that song.
And if I ever in love again. Oh my God.
That's not how Shy sounds.
I will be done. That's how every boy who thought he was shy.
And if I ever
in love, so dream, I will show them the you, my friend. No, and that ended.
My friend.
Horrible.
He was killing it.
What Angel. Woman wants that? I want you to be my friend. My friend. Sorry, I'd be screaming y'all's ears like, yeah, but that's what it felt like. Oh my gosh.
Do you like the acapella version?
I like no version. How did you think the boys were singing it? They were singing it acapella.
No, they have. I mean, you like the other version with the music.
I like none of it, is what I'm saying.
You haven't heard it in a long time. You haven't heard it in a long time. You haven't heard it in a while. The very first time. I saw your brown eyes, your lips, hello.
And I said, hi.
I never heard nobody say they don't like it.
Caught a That's what they look like. All the teenage boys trying to
sing. Oh my God. Shy, y'all didn't do nothing to Angel.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Josh, you ready?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, speeding boys.
Here's the thing. Live with Angel and Kev, take one. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
And that chick, Angel.
And smash that like button, explode it. We are here. Smash that like button. Go ahead. Smash that like button if you want to enjoy the podcast. We're here with another banger. Smash that
banger,
like.
Banger.
I don't know how long it took me to make that. You can't just be dropping them in.
Just put the sounds. You don't have just
Josh, that was like Christmas in
Josh,
July.
I watched that literally 300 times.
Yeah, it was that good.
It was so funny to me. And I don't know how, I know a YouTuber saw that and was like, I can't do it now. It looks so dumb now.
As they were finishing up their edit while it was playing in the background, they're like,
oh, man.
Oh, man. I've never said The thing is, I never do those things. I never do smash that like button. Let's get this to this amount of like. I just post my videos and go. And I'm not saying I'm proud of it.
Uh-huh.
But my soul would leave my body if I had to do that.
It does make me wonder, like, how did they get to the point of taking that seriously? Because it's a lot. First of all, it's very complex. I watched him do it, the guy that we were talking about last week. And there's a lot of choreography and knowing when.
And he said, every time, Angel.
Yes.
The same time.
Yeah, the wife even knows what he's going to say. It's a lot.
Cringe.
It is cringeworthy.
Cringe to the max.
Banger after banger, all of 2020. I'm like, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me get the choreography first. It's amazing, though. But Josh Shep is amazing. Go ahead.
We got a couple of things we want to talk about today. Yeah. There's a lot on the docket. You know what's funny? In between the time we shoot the bonus episode and this, I'm always like, man, I don't know if the internet's gonna provide. Mm-hmm. But like manna from heaven,
hey, come on,
internet always provides us something to talk about. First things first, Angel's favorite movie of 2020, Fatal Affair with Nia Long and Omar Epps.
Is that right,
Angel?
Is that right, Kev? You're just gonna lie to these people on this glorious Tuesday, you're just going to lie to him.
Angel, I told her off camera. She asked me what I really thought about it. When I tell y'all, I loved this movie.
Why? How? Let me tell you what.
I think this is why I loved it and you probably didn't. One, from the first scene, I said, oh, this is Black Lifetime movie, which I have a soft spot for Lifetime movies.
Oh, okay.
And this is also a movie I've seen 5 times with the exact plot. Mm-hmm. They're just rotating out the blacks. Mm-hmm. Sanaa Lathan, Michael Ealy, Omar Epps, Nia Long, Idris Elba, Beyonce. It's some combination of these people. But that storyline?
Oh, yeah. Tale as old as time.
They don't even mix it. The only difference between this one and the other ones is Nia actually stopped herself. Okay, Omar got the panties off. She's like, I put the panties back.
Yeah.
He's like, I got the panties off. I got to put the panties back. I said, oh, consent. He respected consent.
Right.
But that's the only difference. Uh-huh. You know, Fatal Attraction. What's the movie, the white movie with maybe Richard Gere?
Fatal Attraction.
Is it Fatal Attraction?
Yeah, because Fatal Affair is this
Fatal
movie.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
so Fatal Attraction. I'm like, you don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Fatal Affair is the bottom cereal of, the real movies. This come in a bag, no box, no price. Okay, you want Captain Crunch? This is Sergeant Slam. This ain't really the same movie, right?
You're drinking it with powdered milk. That's what is happening.
So I loved it because I expected nothing from it. And it gave me so much more. A couple of things I loved.
Please.
Nia Long running without pumping her arms was hilarious. She's just like, why are you running from Omar Epps and you refuse to pump your arm? Melissa runs track. All her sisters run track. So Melissa's like, girl, why aren't you pumping your arms? And he's just running away like this. Like
yeah.
She ran away like the emperor. It was so funny to me. Here's the crazy thing about it, right? I have seen Omar Epps and Nia Long act well in movies.
Exactly.
And I've also seen them say lines and collect a check.
And which
Fatal
one
Affair, I feel like their agent was like, listen, listen, guys, I know. Okay, but Netflix is out. Listen to the offer. Okay, read the script.
Read it first.
But listen to the offer. They talking about $10 million. They like, for this?
All right.
In this economy, man, right. I got to do it.
Yeah, of course. There'd be no question. I would have definitely played any of those characters. I would have taken the check, but I also would have been like, this movie is trash.
This movie, why is it? I loved it, Angel. I mean, I seriously really enjoyed it.
I could have just watched an old movie. That's what I'm saying. I could have just watched Fatal Attraction. I could have just watched Beyonce in a reddish colored wig being thrown off of a banister by a white lady. I could have watched all of those things instead of being. This is the thing. We got 5 minutes in and my husband told me the entire plot.
Oh, they're not going to switch it up.
He was like, oh, okay, so that must be his wife that he killed. That's who he is. His ex-wife. That's, there we go. Okay. So he's going to do this. I was like, oh, he going to kill her assistant. She ain't going to make it. Estelle ain't going to make it. Take me on a trip I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York. She was dead. That type of stuff pisses me off as an actress. I'm like, Estelle, I know you still making royalties off of that song. Don't come for a check that I could have been in this bad movie. Talking about you got a 10:30. Okay. All right. I'll let you know if he shows up. I'll call the police. You would
have been happy to die?
I would have been happy to sat in that puddle of blood.
The makeup. It was like they were going for PG-13, so the makeup was so terribly bad.
For dead people.
Like, here, put some ketchup over your eye and lay down and shut up, Estelle. You're lucky over here letting you do this.
Right, because I was like, wait a minute. That can't be Estelle that they barely showed on camera. And then when she finally got to say a line to camera, I was like, what? They could have picked anybody. There's a lot of us that need work. And they said, Estelle, what you been up to? We loved your work on Empire. We'd love to have you be on here. The thing I hated the most, I think the thing that pissed me off the most, is that we never addressed the dead little boy. The dead
Why
boy.
Why did he die?
He's sitting out on the patio, just dead as
Why
a doorknob.
Why did Omar S. kill
him? Killed him. He's like, I'm going to wrap up the other two, but you little curly-haired little boy.
Yeah. He has nothing to do
nothing
with it.
Nothing to do with
the
it.
The funny thing is, so the Nia Long's coworker girl, he grabbed her head, smashed that. He smashed that like button. Smashed that like button. Bang, bang, bang.
Finger.
Smash that in the mic. Subscribe. See more death. She didn't die.
No.
Okay, she just laying on the ground. Yeah. She doesn't die, right? But the random child who's just at the house, he goes downstairs for whatever reason, does not kill Nia Long's husband or daughter.
No, just ties him up.
The most safe tie-up. Like, yes. I'm just going to save you for later in the plot.
Right, exactly.
When you guys have to run without Nia using her arms. I could have killed you. Boyfriend? Minor character?
You're going to die.
You're dead,
And not
bro.
Only that, I'm going to set you up real nice on the patio in a chair because I want you to be out here dead with some dignity.
It was so funny, Angel, because Nia looked at him like, well, I ain't like that kid anyway. And then she just never showed him again.
They never.
They burnt my homeless dude up.
Oh, yeah.
They fell for that.
Oh, yeah.
They burnt homeless guy up. It was...
There was so, and then what really pissed me off is I said, why they got to make her friend so stupid? Do you all have girlfriends like that that would just not believe you if you said,
listen,
yo, I didn't do anything. He's crazy. No, you're crazy. You don't care about your marriage. I'm not talking to you. He told me.
Angel, that woman hadn't had no peen. She like, well, you got the husband peen at home. Now you get side peen. You want that too? Girl, I need this.
Right. I don't care if he's crazy.
I don't care if he's crazy. Crazy peen, good peen. I ain't had no peen in a while. If it come with a little side effect of crazy, if I get a little peen, then die, I'm going to die happy.
Right.
I'm going to die anyway. What if I get hit by a bus? I'd rather be hit by some meat than hit by a bus.
Right. Right. He can smash my head in as long as he smashes my back in. That's fine. As long as it smashes my head up against this daggone headboard. Like, she really was, like, not having it. Had the nerve to cry. I can't believe it. Showed up to her job pissed off.
Angel.
Like, what did he throw at you, girl? Honey, what type of...
He gave her that August Alsina.
Come on.
Now, by the way, just so you know, Fatal Attraction, Fatal Affair, When the Bow Breaks, Obsessed, Perfect Guy, No Good Deed, all the same
there
movie.
There you go.
Shout out to the Patreon, Bethesda Rhodes, put that in. Forgot to tell you guys, if you want to support the podcast, Patreon is here. Supports me and Angel. Make sure Angel's compensated.
Yes, it does.
You know
does.
What I'm saying? KevOnStageStudios.com, and you get to watch this live. I've been forgetting to say that because I've been so busy saying smash that like button.
I know. Smash that Patreon button. Smash that's what you got to do.
Smash that Patreon. Exclusive content. Behind-the-scenes videos. Support the creators. So the thing is, we talked about this with Tyler Perry's Fall from Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Some movies are so bad, they make good actors look like they cannot act.
Absolutely.
Omar Epps and Nia Long, respected actors in the community, been famous forever. Omar Epps been in movies since as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie, I was like, who's this Omar Epps guy? He's really mailing it in.
Marcus said very quickly into the movie, now I thought Nia could act. Was I wrong? I thought she could act. You know it's going to be terrible when you mention that she's an attorney within the first two minutes. My client says that you, what was it? It was something about some intelligent rights to some property that he had or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah. Whenever we got to do a flex of the career this early in.
Oh, boy. I said, it was Exposition City in the first 5 minutes. We're so glad of what you do with the firm. It's a shame you'll be leaving us to start your own firm later on in the year. Oh, Omar Epps, his job? He's supposed to find information that nobody has.
Yes.
Thanks for jumping aboard. You guys went to college together? Yeah. That's crazy. I was like, oh, y'all want to spread it out?
They could have just given us like a written paragraph. This is what you need to know.
Like Star Wars?
Yes. Let's just start you right off. Let's get to it. Here's the reason why they end up looking like crappy actors is because in a well-written script, it helps you get from point A to point B to point C to point D. Instead, they had them go from A to J. They had them backtrack a little bit to D, then jump to M, and then stay on M for a little too long. And then we over into Roman numerals. We didn't skip Z. We over there. IV. It was like, what? There were so many points that didn't make sense that it's like, as a human being that's trying to process this and make it real, it's just like, it's not possible.
Yeah. I think for me to enjoy them, I suspend all reality. It's like a lot. When you go to watch Lifetime, you know what you're going to get.
That's why I don't watch it.
Oh,
my mother does. My mother watches it. Hallmark and Lifetime. That's
Melissa
her jam.
Melissa Fredericks, my lovely wife, loves Lifetime movies. And so do I. Listen, I don't want to always watch great stuff. Fatal Attraction, Fatal Affair, it's a yell at the TV movie.
Of course, yeah.
It is a, girl, what is you doing? He right behind you.
Right.
You mean he can't see her? It was great. He come home for dinner. Nia Long is right here.
Yeah.
Hiding behind the thing. He's like.
Right.
I'll be there in a second. I'm like, bruh.
Phone's ringing.
And this man is the world-renowned hacker of the world. Yeah. And his password is just her name
with the underscore. I don't understand why nobody likes to turn on the lights when they come into the house. Why everybody want to walk around the house in the dark? They'll do all the daughter warming up food, Nia running through looking for her dead family. Turn on the lights. Y'all rich. Y'all can afford the electricity bill.
Oh my God. My sister said they shot that movie on a weekend. Like, we got Thursday at 5 and we're going to be done by Monday at 8.
Oh my goodness.
I don't
care
what has to happen. We got 3 locations: club, her office, house.
Okay,
we got a halfway little piece of his apartment. We're going to shoot that upstairs in the house. We out of here. You understand me?
Even like all that, I think, okay, what I would have made me not loathe it and just been like, oh, that was just a bad movie, is how he died at the end. It was so anticlimactic. Kev, so let's look at you. You already scratched your head, so you're telling the truth now. With the scratching of your unit, you're telling the truth about how you truly felt. They just said, how could he die? That would make sense. Well, what if this random cliff he just falls off of?
Tripped over something.
And then she tries to save him?
Why are you trying to save somebody who's trying to kill you?
What? I was like, this part right here is really pissed. That whole ending pissed me off. I'm going to bang him upside the head, but then go look for my family. I would be calling for my family as I stabbed him repetitively in the neck. Baby, are you here? Are you dead out on the patio with the light-skinned boy? Where you at? She was like, that was enough. Let me go find my family.
You already seen him kill 2 people. And you know, no, 3. He killed Estelle.
Yeah, he did.
She working on the remix to American Boy. She ain't finished the mix.
Right.
Killed him. Killed Teen Boy for no reason. Killed the cop outside. And you know he's alive. He killed 4 people because homeless guy's dead. But you're like, you know what? Let me just run. Lea Long had never ran in her life. She needs to buy some running shoes, some track clothes. Because she looked the most unathletic ever. And she going to buy stuff. She needs to shop online.
Oh, come on.
We all shop online. And we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that finds promo codes for you and automatically applies them to your cart. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as soon as Honey scans its database of all the working coupons for that site. Watch the prices drop. Listen, we, of course, in the pandemic, we have not been able to shop in our stores like regular. Mm-hmm. So we've been using Honey.
Nice.
crazy. Every website we go on, Forever 21, Walmart, DoorDash, everything. We don't have to think about it. Because, you know, I don't be thinking about the coupons.
I know.
Honey thinks for me. Honey's like, Kad. I say, what's that, honey? Coupon. Got you. Okay? If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free money. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/RR.
RR.
That's joinhoney.com/RR.
RR. That, yes, thank you. Thank you, brother man.
I cannot.
Let your scalp breathe. That is important.
Lakita Moore Tanks.
If you want to go down this road of wearing units, you've got to be willing.
I did this on the Love Hour. I tried.
I don't even know why.
It is too much.
It's a lot. You should have a lot more respect for what we go through as women.
I have so much respect. Uh-huh. This is my second time today. I didn't wear it for Dear Kev because I was just like, I don't feel like doing it. I'm definitely not spending 30 minutes putting it on again. I took it off during the Love Hour and I was like, all right, Kev, you're going to make this. That, remember when you came in? I was like, I got an hour. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that itching on my ears, I can't even think. That's why I couldn't read that.
Is that what it was? I'm going to tell you what, you look younger without it.
Do I?
Yeah. You look like a baby. You look like a little baby. Yeah.
You know what else looks like a little baby?
Mm-hmm.
August Alsina. I thought we were done with August,
why?
Angel.
Why do we need to be done? Why? I am here for all the foolishness.
Are you?
Yes. I am here for him to drag this on for as long as he wants to.
I'm tired of it.
Then don't listen. But I am like, what else? What else you got to say, August? I'm ready. I'm ready to
Angel,
hear about it.
Did you like the song?
It gave me 90s R&B, like, you know how you used to grind? It's just the sway of the hips, but like your pelvis is on a girl's butt. That type, that's the type.
What'd you call it? Clothes burning?
Clothes burning is when you're actively just hunching. But
hunching.
Yeah, that's the hunching. But I'm talking about like the sway.
That's freaking.
Sway. Yeah, freaking. It gave me 90s R&B freaking. Yeah.
It gave me, you should not be making music and your career won't last past this music.
Tell
cycle.
Me why.
It was.
Wait a minute. You liked Fatal Affair, but not Entanglements?
Because Fatal Affair, I expected to be trash. August Alsina had it. The world's your oyster.
Uh-huh. When did he have it?
He comes up with the, everybody's on him. Pretty much most people are on his side.
Uh-huh.
If Entanglement is a smash, I've enjoyed Sway the Remix God and I Mark Keys. They're funny parodies. I enjoyed those more than August's real song. Rick Ross with his little clever wordplay.
Yeah.
The willpower.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, Rick.
He had other fun wordplay in there too. I thought he was great. I was here for it. What else do we have
Shoddy
to do?
Leaning.
Drink some water enough.
The wig is it's adhesive dry. From the wig to dry out your throat?
Dry
from the unit. You so sick.
I hope it was worth it.
I hope that just joke went into my face. I wasn't even making a joke.
Bless your
This
heart.
Is the lyric. I hate it, Angel. Rick Ross. Shawty leaning on my shoulder. Got her questioning my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Shut up. You did not like it. How did you hate the movie and like this song?
It gave me the vibe. I wasn't paying no attention to nobody's words like that. I was just like, give me vibes to it. He said something else. I'm trying to remember. I got to find the words. It was another like he did like a throwback. Oh, Caught Up in the Matrix. Because you know she was in the Matrix. You see that? You see what Ricky did? Ricky Rose. Listen, he came prepared. He said, give me the IMDb. Let me see how many movies are there I can put in this song. I mean, I will say August needed to be a little more creative with Entanglement is when you tangle in them sheets.
Oh,
I was like,
Angel.
I was
he
like,
just
okay.
Was rushed. You had time.
And no, he didn't. He felt like he had to seize the moment. And it's really hard to come up with a full song. Like, all we have to do is come up with a quick punchline. He had to come up with a full song. Okay.
He didn't. He missed the mark.
It could have been better.
It
I will give
it. Could have been way better. And now I'm done, August. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Listen, August gave you something to talk about in this podcast. We need to be grateful. He could have not said nothing. We wouldn't have no more Will and Jada, August type stuff to talk about.
August Alsina was the gift that kept on giving.
He did.
But I turned it off.
I know.
I didn't like Rick's verse. I didn't like August sing. I mean, he can sing like his his ability is good, but like the words and the chorus, it was just like, I'm gonna tell you what entanglement means.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna say it a couple more times.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, you have anything? I'm gonna rhyme her IMDb and their names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done with that. I'm out of here. You're gonna go back and do the dictionary thing? Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna just do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hope any of this.
Yeah, I am here for it. I am here for it. Just like the way you were there for
Shy is a legendary R&B group. We talked about this in the cold open. I don't know why, Angel. Let me let you hear some more.
No, this is, you know what?
Maybe you haven't heard it in a while, Angel. You don't love this?
They were really like, we got dynamics. Just like, oh, yeah. And went just holding out a long note. Why?
Oh.
Could be you, hun.
And Angel, watch this.
Promise. This is just like the corniest.
It's the best.
It's the corniest. That is not a panty dropper song.
If that was, panties is off.
No.
This is what Omar Epps plays.
To strangle you with the panties. To wrap them around your mouth and suffocate you. And then even some of the harmonies were just, why did they choose those harmonies?
I can't believe you don't like this.
It's terrible. Terrible. Terrible, Cam.
This is why your unpopular opinions always get you in trouble.
No.
They're anti-black.
No. Turn it off. This is it. This is it.
Oh, God.
Hey, bop, bop, bop. Entanglements. When you tangle them sheets. All this auto-tune. Hit it, baby. Tangle, tangle me. Yeah, you needed that. And then with the echo at the end.
Just kept saying entanglements. Entanglements, entanglements, entanglements. Entanglements, entanglements, entanglements. It's the word. It ain't going on the Gonzi tapes. I can assure you.
Absolutely not. Joshy
does
obviously
have a chance of being on the Gonzi tapes.
No shot at all. And I was rooting for him being 27, man. He was about to be the lead-off single.
Josh didn't know. Josh was like, if this is... Eva Longoria's within my sights.
What am I doing wrong?
You're missing out. Eva Mendes. The world is... Sofia Vergara. Josh is like, baby, we in here.
Yeah.
The Gonzi Tapes was going to have all the Latin superstars available, and then this happens.
Entanglement.
Now Josh is just back to regular girls in Camarillo.
It means tangling them streets. Entanglements. Yay. Don't... Y'all haters. Entanglements.
Yes. I hate that song, you don't Angel.
And look at the picture of it. It's the satin sheets, because that's what you're tangling in. Who does silk sheets? I don't.
Not no more. We was all on that for a minute.
I never did
you
it.
You never had? Oh, we had some.
Well, because those are satin in the picture, and those don't breathe there very well, and I sweat.
And they're not cheap.
And they're not.
They're not.
I mean, I don't know if ours was real. I mean, it was the best Ross had to offer. I don't. Might have been polyurethane, you polyester. I know it wasn't real silk. I mean, what y'all think this is?
Tangling them sheets, entanglements. Hey,
Angel.
I love it. Tangling them sheets. I'm here for it. Oh,
I'm done with this.
All right.
We're moving on.
Please.
Before we get to what people were talking, we're going to push this back a little bit. Before we get to Mr. West.
Oh, bless him.
I want to say something.
What?
Are you familiar with Ruby Rose?
I wasn't before she was put on the podcast, but I said, I'll look this little... She's a singer.
Would you like to tell the people about Ruby Rose?
Ruby Rose, you know, the economy's down. People ain't getting enough pay. So what some people are doing is that they are getting OnlyFans accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady, she made, as she called it, a calm 22K.
22K.
On her first day.
Day out, no T-Grizzly.
Okay, on OnlyFans. She said, if you can be sexy and want to start making money, text this number for my referral link and get started. hit me, you know, for the promo. And then she actually does a screenshot of how much she made. She had over $16,000 in subscriptions. And then she got almost $1,000 in tips.
Mm.
What type of tips? I don't know. And then for people who wanted to send her messages, she almost got $5,000 in messages. And I just don't understand why I am not actively pursuing. 22,000 on your first day.
This is not Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black. This is just another black. This is a black girl.
A black girl.
Who also goes by Ruby Rose. No yes. relation.
Believe you me, I got confused too. I was like, I thought Ruby Rose was a white person. Androgynous. No? Okay, no. It's a black chick.
And now, mind you, one more quick thing about Ruby Rose, the singer. Not only did she make $22,000 on OnlyFans, which is like sex work a little bit. You show your butt, some boobs, or do sex stuff.
Uh-huh.
She made it. Posting stuff that she had already posted on her Instagram.
Bam. That's so the come up.
Bathing suit on Instagram. She covers that up.
Mm-hmm.
See more on my OnlyFans. Guy pays the money. $29.99. $15 was it?
Yeah, $15.
Pays $15. Boom. What are you met with? The same thing on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And for this, I am proud.
Mm-hmm.
If you know there's a sad sack group of men out here.
Come on.
So desperate. For women, that they'll porn is free.
That's what I was today. Thinking. I was like, today, it is today. Free.
Porn is free,
absolutely
on the internet. But they said no. I want you.
Yeah,
Ruby. I want your OnlyFans. I don't know that you had an Instagram, and there's no refund.
No,
so
no.
So even if she shut it down, right?
She got 22. Grant,
this
I would feel like this should make, because it's not just women who have OnlyFans accounts. There are men who have OnlyFans accounts, and you could have put that shirtless picture of yourself.
Let me tell you what.
Oh, that's not what.
Don't
I
give it away
mean.
For free, Kev.
What?
5,000 tips.
Hams. I'm going up with only hams.
But what you are missing out on income, Kev.
I'm not touring right now.
But I'm saying, no, you could have put it on OnlyFans. That's the point you're missing.
I'm teasing y'all with this. Okay, let me show you what you're missing out on. You see the supplements?
Never the supplement. Listen, what I'm saying, the picture of you on the couch, you could have put a rose in front of it. No one would have known what else they were going to get. And you could have made 22. At least as many memes that came in, you could have made about a 30.
Man.
30. You could have learned something from Ruby.
Shirt ain't coming off no more. The shirt off pics is only for only ham.
I think we are all okay with that, Kev. I don't think anyone is upset about it. But yeah, the fact that she made that much, and literally this, the picture that I am looking at is something that you would see on an Instagram, like a Fenty Savage.
It's a regular.
If somebody paid a whole $15, a whole $15.
Fitting dollars. Not only some people, Angel, thousands.
Thousands of people.
Of people
yeah.
have paid $15. There's, you know, listen. Feed your kids how you feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Feed yourself. A lot of struggling actresses
mm-hmm.
that I've worked with.
I own there.
They went to OnlyFans.
I get it. Listen, if I thought I could make some money wearing moo-moos, I would be on there. You hear me? Because I got a bunch of like pretty moo-moos too, honey. Yeah, very suggestive, okay?
There's no suggestive
Listen,
moo-moo.
They are very suggestive. They got like a modest V-neck, okay? You can see a couple curves if I move fast like Nia.
You
just got to move light over 3 feet. You're going to get the shadow.
You're going to get some shadow. Yes, okay?
Angel going to be on OnlyFans making green.
Exactly. I'll be in the kitchen doing dishes, letting water splash up in my face.
Oh, my.
You want that for $15?
Bands in one day. That's a down payment on a crib.
Josh. Well, not in LA, but in other parts of the United States.
Small yes. crib in LA. Very yeah. small.
No, Josh, that will get you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. But in Colombia.
I don't like how you just said no. No.
Trust
it'll get
me.
It
I went into research.
It won't get you
in
anything.
Killeen, Texas?
Yeah, you
22.
Get,
you
get 4 or 5 bedrooms for 22 now.
Yeah, you could buy a whole car new with 22.
People be on OnlyFans with no even body, just feet. Just
my listen. Feet are terrible. My feet are terrible. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Kev, please, no. Where's the rest of the sock?
I didn't know this sock was off like this until I just. If I could be on here selling big toe with the big
you
toe
might
creep
be
out,
able to.
If I could sell big toe creep outs on my OnlyHams,
you could do it.
Look, that big toe. Listen for $29.99, you get you a little piece of that big toe. You understand me? My wife don't mind. You get a little piece of that big toe. Okay, it's gonna be covered up on the promo pic.
Yeah, and then take.
But
that
you be like, come
off.
On, Ken. Let me see. Let me just poke it. Ah, there you go.
Boom.
Okay, I'm only gonna give it to you a little bit from my OnlyFans. Listen.
I'm telling you.
I am never mad at people taking advantage of the game.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, never heard of Ruby Rose. Didn't even know she was an actress or singer.
Yeah, she's a singer.
I just thought she was a regular person. And then, so now the funny thing is, there's a lot of success stories on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of failures.
Mm.
Okay? A lot of people, both sexes, go out there and they ain't showing bathing suits. They showing raw butt.
They're throwing that thing. They're still not making.
Open up the butt.
Oh no.
Okay. No subscribers.
Oh no.
You opening your butt.
That's
to
terrible.
The internet for nothing. The only person who sees that is the engineer, and he's just like, man.
He's like, yeah. Man, again, man. Oh. Why do I always get these ones?
Somebody said, you go up these OnlyFans and no people. Now you know what it feels like to be a local rapper. Somebody on Twitter said, because you got to think, Angel, the Ruby Rose is the success story.
Right.
But for every Ruby Rose, there's just Jennifer.
That's Jennifer Steve Jobs.
Jennifer.
Right? I mean, if you think about it, they're the ones I'm looking up to. She probably got a frame of Ruby's original on the wall.
Ruby Jesus. Made $22,000. I actually had to pay. They processed three refunds.
Right.
I owe OnlyFans $22.
You know what I'm saying?
Are they
taxing per post? I owe them.
That's terrible. Because, you know, usually when you start off and you're trying to get, like, started in anything, you ask your family and friends for support.
Oh,
you can't ask your mama,
this.
Will you do me a favor? Subscribe to my OnlyFans. Don't click on none of the things.
You can't ask the church for support
right.
here. You can't ask it's not a fundraiser.
Opened up. Hey,
my daughter was on OnlyFans. Hey, y'all buy Girl Scout cookies? Now just buy some cookies.
Buy the cookies.
Just go. It's my baby. She's an adult. This is what she wants. This is my baby. Nah, subscribe to her OnlyFans. Okay? My baby want to move out. She want to be independent.
Right.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. This is my baby. This is what you want to do. Okay? You a lemonade stand or showing some feet?
Going over to support. We have church announcements. If everyone could take out their smartphone and download the app, fans only fan. It's not about church fans. It's only fans. Sister Teresa, she's got her account, Thoughtin' with Teresa, and she's got some very provocative photos. We know you deacons would love them the way you stare at her and her panty lines. And now you get to see what her panties look like on her fans. That's what I want. I'm going to want the church announcement for it.
Mixing that into regular church announcements. And then next week, we're just going to be taking the senior citizens over to the lake. You know, right. They just wanted some fresh air and stuff. So we're going to take them over to the lake. And then we're going to sell plates after dinner. We're selling poon on the internet plates after dinner.
You know, all right.
Support the ministries however you see fit.
Also, baptisms this weekend.
Yes.
You got to put OnlyFans in the middle of the church announcement. You can't close with it.
Oh, you need to go sick and shut in list. Pray for Sister Abner.
that bunion's
actually,
back,
no,
she
I
said.
Misread it. Sister Abner has an OnlyFans. Right. It's called these titties is sitting lower than Galilee. I don't know what that means. She said, drop down and get your eagle on. She done tucked him into her stocking, she said.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it, Pastor? Sounds right interesting. So you all govern yourselves accordingly. And no, it does not take prepaid credit cards.
No,
it
no.
must be a real credit card.
There's a lot of girls. Gertrude got one. She said the rapture ain't the only thing coming. come down to her OnlyFans if you want to come before the rapture. Amen. That was clever. You got it? Y'all
very,
got it?
Very clever. Very clever. She does poetry on Friday nights here at the church, and she has been able to use that to accelerate her life.
She's walking down this path one foot pick at a time.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Well, this episode actually sponsored by Blue Chew. Interestingly enough, let's talk about something we could all use more right now. Sex. Great sex. Guys, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Chew. Brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Listen, we was on vacation last week. Palm Springs. Wasn't the only thing hot. You feel me? That bed was hot. Blue Chew came in when I needed it because I was tired. We had the conference. It was a whole thing. You know what I'm saying? We had a little private room away from the kids. I said, hey, you hungry? I got sausage. She said, I ain't smell nothing. I said, oh, I got sausage. Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line. It's even cheaper than a pharmacy. And they prepare and ship it right to you in the discreet package. No awkwardness. And you don't need to leave the house. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code RR.
RR.
Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's B-L-U-E, Chew.com. Promo code RR.
RR.
To try for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please... So please be sure to use our promo code RR.
RR.
At BlueChew.com.
Bless him.
Bless
him.
Okay. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Something has to be said.
We can't just ignore it. I don't think it wants to be ignored. We got to go in.
Oh, no. I know where we're going.
You know.
Kanye West. The title won't be in the episode, but we have some thoughts, Angel. I would like to hear your thoughts first, because I know my thoughts. I talked to Josh a little bit about it. I'm curious what you think, Angel.
You know what? I had texted you. I have never been so sad and mad at one person at one time. I feel sad for him because, not out of speculation, because he has already made known that he suffers from bipolar. The diagnosis, and he's mentioned in interviews how sometimes he gets manic when he hasn't been on his prescribed medication. Based off of the loved ones that I have that are bipolar, that is what it looks like he is going through currently, is a manic episode. And so it's sad because a lot of people who have bipolar, they're not having to have these episodes in front of millions of people. Millions of people don't have access to them. If they decide to go on a tweeting rant, only the like 100 or so people will see that they're going on a tweeting rant. Whereas he's in the spotlight due to his career, due to his marriage. So I feel sad in that, because one day, hopefully when he gets back healthy, he's going to have to turn and look and see what all he did, all the things he said. I am mad because there is still a part of me that feels like, even without the bipolar diagnosis, there's an ego that Kanye has that is just so monstrous. Such a monster.
Yeah.
That, I mean, because even like with his reputation or with his friendship that he developed with our current administration, like there is this ego of his thoughts and his beliefs are more important than the safety and the prosperity of everyone else. That frustrates me. And that, I feel like, is what got him in this position of running for president to begin with, is that he feels like his thoughts, his beliefs are more important than the livelihood, the safety of other black and brown people. So that is probably the most eloquent way that I can describe how I feel without taking lightly of the fact that this is a man who obviously, at least from my point of view, is not well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I feel like, here's who I feel the saddest for. Okay? Not me, not you, not the public. It's his daughter, who not only does she already have to grow up with her mom's sex tape.
Yeah.
You know kids are going to throw that in her face, right? That's one thing. That was before me. Your mom had sex. It's how he got famous. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to get rich somehow. You want to go to public school? LAUSD?
Right.
Or you want to go to, you know, Beverly Hills, Calabasas High, whatever.
Yeah. So
they probably don't. You understand me,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing. But to have your father verbalize on the vast internet with all his followers, I didn't want you.
Yeah.
Like, that is... I mean, bruh, that you can just sign her up for therapy
right now.
Listen, I've talked, you know, I've had relationships with my real father. Mm-hmm. He said I was scared. I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I ran. I didn't have to grow up and have a video of him saying I was going to murder you.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, bruh.
Right.
If you can't think of yourself, if you can't think of Kim, if you can't do it, like, this girl is, I don't know, seven, something like that.
Yeah, she's going in the first grade. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a baby.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she already has the life of having high-profile parents who, you know, are rich and famous, right? But they're also tabloid material. Like, they tend to hit the tabloids more than even other rich and famous people. Like, the best rich kid to be is, like, maybe a hedge fund manager. Uh-huh. You have the same money as Kanye and Kim,
yeah,
but you're not famous.
You're not famous.
You're Silicon Valley. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're Silicon Valley rich,
right?
It's not famous, but the wig hairs.
I see unit hairs,
and it's like,
okay, you want to get yourself together? You want some water? You need some more water?
Some water.
I'll talk while you get yourself together.
Just water.
Bless your heart. But I do. I agree that regardless of whether or not what she's been living through is considered normal for this little girl now. Like, if we even look at Kylie, right, who grew up, we saw her grow up. If you watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians or not, she grew up with an immense amount of, like, attention on her.
Yeah.
And you now look at her. This is a young girl who went through a tremendous amount of plastic surgery at a very young age.
Yes.
Not to knock people who want to do some modifications.
I might get these down.
But to do it at a young age, that speaks volumes to what was perceived as important in her household, what was perceived that will make you better, will make you feel happy. So even though, you know, we look at it as she's seven, she'll be fine or whatever. No, eventually it will start to show, like, how this is affecting her. And she will have to want to do the work in order for it not to end up affecting her negatively.
Angel, one of the most common themes in therapy is how much your childhood, and I'm talking about, you know, my therapist, she was like asking me, what's your birth to three? I was like, girl, I don't know. My dad wasn't around, but, you know, I don't remember that. She was like, no. What happened at that time in your life sets the stage for a lot of times in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, casual conversations. I'm not even talking about big, harmful things like this, but even casual things your parents say or the way your family sees the world, like, that frames you in your mind, like, as you're being developed.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot to deal with. And honestly, somebody in the Patreon said this, Kanye bred that black girl, right? Yelling at that black girl. It's like, you want to feel sorry for him. But I'm not, like, here's the thing about your mental health, right? At first, I toyed with a lot of things because I'm like, man, and, you know, we talk about this in a little Love Hour too. It's like, I want to be mad at Kim, right? Mm. But it's not her responsibility.
It surely ain't.
Kanye is an adult man. It's
grown.
Not like he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's bipolar, right?
Yeah.
So when you know you're bipolar and you know the outbursts are responsible and you're not either seeking the help or you're not in a healthy space, then I have no choice but to hold you responsible for the things you say when you know you are not well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a person who's drunk. Like, if you're drunk driving, everybody knows alcohol impairs your vision and your ability to be coherent. But if you kill someone while you're drunk driving, nobody says, oh, but they were drunk. You know how you are when you're drunk. No. You're still responsible for the actions that you cause and the harm you cause. That's why they say, if you're going to drink, don't drive.
Yeah.
So it's like, I saw this on Twitter and I hadn't even thought about it. Somebody said, you know, there's a lot of different thoughts, and the internet can really be like frustrating about that because you see how many different thoughts that people can have on a subject. Some wildly different than you would ever think.
Yeah.
Something somebody said was really interesting to me. Somebody was like, "Well, it's, you know, it's not. It's the mental health. It's the mental health." And somebody was like, "Why is his mental health issue always targeted towards Black people and Black women? It always comes back to he's not ranting against." Anything, it always comes back to
us.
Black people. And you said, you when we were talking about this in the text, like whether we should cover it or not, you were saying that it always comes back to slavery.
Yes,
and,
he wants to Harry rewrite it. Yes. It's like he has this obsession when he's going through these episodes of wanting to rewrite our history. The fact that you would even think to bring up Harriet Tubman during your political campaign kickoff, like what is that?
Yeah.
But to your point, like I've had young people that I know that I'm close to be diagnosed, and while they were under their parents' supervision, the parents had the right to say these are the medications you're going to take, and then when they got to a certain age, when they became adults, some have chosen not to, and that lets you know how much it's a grown person's responsibility. Like, no one can force you to take whatever medication. No one can force you to decide, okay, I want to talk to a professional to figure out what combinations of synthetic and natural drugs I want to be able to take to be able to help handle this. It is your responsibility. So, like, I get what you're saying about not wanting to feel sorry for him, because it is ultimately, there is nothing Kim can do. There is nothing Chris can do. There is nothing his agent manager can do that will make him take medication. At the end of the day, he has to be the one that wants to get a hold of this.
Yeah. And what hurts too is like when he cried, I legit felt like, man, I really wish this wasn't happening.
It was
on Twitter, people were like, just look away. Don't retweet it. Like it was like he's a like a rabid animal. Like just don't like a bear. Like don't look him in the eyes. Don't retweet him because that's what he's looking for. Which I agree. There's some sentiment to that. But listen, I'm trash as a person. Like Mel texts me like, you see Kanye right now? And I was watching TV with Melissa. She's like, you see Kanye on Twitter? And I was like, no.
Let me find my phone.
Just go and see. And then I'm like, bruh, like. Then I was feeling sad for him. Then I was mad. Then I was angry. Then I was like, you're harmful. Then I was like, oh, man, I missed this. And I want you to get help. And then came back to album promo. And then I'm like, so is this all? Because you notice the pattern is when these outbursts happen, it always is around the time that something is being launched.
Yeah.
So the Yeezy Gap thing was announced a week or two ago. The presidential campaign, however serious that was, then the album release. So it's hard to work out your feeling sorry for him when it's tied to some sort of promo, whether or not that comes out, because you know who else does that all the time? The Kardashians. It's the number one play in the Kardashian playbook.
Yeah.
Kim's gonna remember the paper magazine? She was naked.
Yeah,
butt looked like Krispy Kreme. No. Right? As much as we were like, yo, what are you doing? That thing broke the internet. Mm-hmm. And then she parlays that into renegotiations or new season of the show or makeup drop or their clothing line drop.
Yeah.
And they also have real money.
Yeah.
They have, this is real American dollars.
Yeah.
Like, as much as we can be mad about that, they're like worth $500 million.
They are worth a lot of money.
Kylie's company was almost $1 billion. I've read now that was kind of inflated. But there's at least, no one argued that it's hundreds of millions.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the part where it's like, I'm playing into the part.
Yeah, you're feeding the monster by giving it more attention, by... I mean, even by it being a topic, it's a topic because we know the people that are watching this want to hear our thoughts on it. But at the same time, it's just like you don't want to feed it attention. You don't want this to be the reward, you know, like the reward for bad behavior.
Yes.
And but it's also hard because we've been living in a society for quite a few years now that this is the stuff that grabs our attention. We're like, what is he? What? Huh? What is he doing? He's crying on stage giving parents $1 million. What is happening? And so, like, yes, on one end, the softer side of me is like, no, the exact same thing. Look away. Let him have this breakdown in peace, and then hopefully he'll get it together and we can move forward. But then another part of me is like, what in the hell is happening?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. So I get wanting to give him privacy, even though he's not asking for it. He is literally made himself neon. He's like smash that like button, dude. Like it's literally a lot. It's a whole lot. And but at the same time, it's just hard. It's a hard line to walk, especially for us being in this career.
Absolutely. Of
like, you don't want to talk about it because you just like, mental illness is something serious. It's not something to be like, not something to be taken lightly. I'm not saying it can't be joked about because I feel like everything is kind of up for jokes, but in the midst of it, you want to take it seriously and realize this is a person that honestly does need help.
He does. And Kat in the Patreon comments, she said it's hard to stop watching when it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Because even if you're not on his timeline, right? I don't follow Kanye, but when I'm always checking Twitter to find stuff to talk about for the podcast, like always. His tweet rant was trending like 7 of the top 10 trends were him. It was Kanye, it was his name spelled wrong. It was Kanye, it was North. It's like you would have to avoid the internet.
Yeah.
To avoid Kanye doing something. And honestly, sometimes we have to avoid the internet, but I'm never going to avoid it when I need to get better at skills.
Yes.
Because Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Mm-hmm. We're both creative and curious. So is Joshy. Mm-hmm. Melissa says she's not creative. She's lying.
She is.
At a time when so many important conversations are happening in our world, your voice is more essential now than ever. Explore classes to unlock your creativity for social good. Mm-hmm. I right now am taking photography class. I started with graphic design, but since I'm not touring right now, that is useless to me because I don't have any flyers to make. But photography, I want to just be better for fun. Uh-huh. I want to do photography just for habit and also make cool boomerangs. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody would pay me, the Travel Channel paid me to just make a whole bunch of cool boomerangs and then I open an exhibit, I would do that.
I had a cool one
the other day. I had a rusted fence and the freeway and the cars were going
back. Oh, I saw it. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Me and Josh have battles.
I should film a music video on the bridge. I was going to show you after. Yeah, I did. But see? I'll show you after.
Creativity struck first.
It's a cool little spot.
But my photography skills have gotten better because of Skillshare. Skillshare offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Really? Skillshare has classes to fit your schedule and skill level. Members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects from a community of millions. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/RR.
RR.
That's Skillshare.com/RR. Get started today and join by heading to Skillshare.com/RR. 2 free months of unlimited access.
Oh, nice.
Right now, Skillshare.com/RR.
RR.
I would hope for Kanye as we close this out, unless you have further thoughts.
No. You know, I'm just praying for the babe. I'm just praying for him.
Another thing, too, he tends to have these outbursts around triggers around his mom. His mom's birthday was July 12th. And another thing where like the last tweets were about the music, I was talking to Kev about this earlier, is I feel like he might kind of catch himself in the moment towards the end of maybe all this is a lot to be putting out on the internet. Let me put something that I know I'll get validation from being some type of music promotion, because I know some people want music at the end of the day, so those comments might be okay. Because I figured he was deep in those comments when he tweeted out, "My life is the Get Out movie."
Yeah.
I want to know how long that's been sitting in his mind.
That has stayed there forever. Mm. Because as soon as that movie came out, the memes were him.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Him and being in the sunken place.
Mm-hmm.
And like, listen, we both, Angela and I, want to be bigger in this industry, right? Yeah. The biggest fear of that is bigger means more exposed.
Yeah.
Right? You can be completely private, like Denzel Washington, right? If Ruby Rose said Denzel Washington took me down and his wife was okay with it, these jokes would come for Denzel too.
Pop, pop, pop.
Barack, no one is above the internet, right?
Nope.
So now Denzel has less of his life on the internet, like Kanye and Kim, right? But they don't mean. Remember when he was filming that movie? He had them big teeth.
Yeah.
And we was like, Uncle Denzel. that was a meme for like a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He never acknowledged it either.
He was like,
I'm old. I don't know how to tweet her. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's like you are watching someone have something that they are not coping with correctly, but their harm is happening for real.
Yeah.
Like, people are not going to forgive the harm because the stuff he says is harmful. If he really enters this election, the results are harmful because people, celebrities have said, I'm voting. Yeah. People will vote, right?
Yeah.
So you are always responsible for the impact of your actions.
Yeah.
And that's why I hope he makes the choice. Because bottom line, if he doesn't decide I'm going to get help, then there's nothing Kim, his family, Dave Chappelle flying out. There's nothing anybody can do. You are going to be the one that says, it's like I look at Tony Baker losing weight. I'm like, man, why won't somebody make me eat right and work out? And it's me who's not eating right.
Right. You got to
want
it. I
can't blame him. Nobody can say, well, Melissa got to cook him better food.
No.
It ain't her responsibility. When she goes to bed, I find the ice cream. Okay. Yeah. I got to hit the fridge.
Oh. I'm just going to have a bite.
No, it does. A bite becomes a scoop.
Listen. And then the lid's chocolate. It's a whole thing.
But once you're past the like a quarter,
it's already
you
got
to take it to the middle.
Yeah, got to. Got to. I just bought four things of ice cream for my family today. Four before I got here. And I know it's also for me. But I'm gonna get it together.
The amount of ice cream I have consumed during this pandemic.
Come on, because it has been comfort.
Angel, huh? The only thing I can control is unsubscribing from these emails and ice cream. And ice cream ain't never been out of supply.
Ooh.
When toilet tissue was gone, paper towels was gone, baby wipes, ice cream was like, hey, I'm here.
In abundance.
I found new flavors.
Ooh.
During this pandemic.
Yes.
I found Magnum dark chocolate raspberry. I said, what you talking?
So good. Ice cream and rosé has been my best friend.
Ooh, I got to try that.
People, won't you tell me about my best friend? This is my friend rosé. I love him.
Her. Oh, my gosh. She was so good to me. She been real good. I had to break up with her for a little bit because Angel was packing on the pounds, but we'll be
Let
back.
Let me tell you what. I had a soccer jersey on yesterday. I said, Kev, you thicky. I really was like, yeah, you big boy.
Listen.
I'm a big boy. I be trying not to be a big boy. Mm-hmm. I'm a big boy. That's too on.
Yeah, listen, I tried to put on some pounds from my slimmer days recently. And then Pan said, ma'am, you know what you've been doing. The thing, the button didn't even come anywhere close to the thing where it was supposed to be. I would have zipped up all of my fupa in the zipper had I tried to keep going. I said, girl, get it together. It's so good. Eating desserts. I don't eat desserts like it, but I was like, lunch needs a dessert. So does breakfast. Don't breakfast need a dessert? No, we should.
Yo, the other day, Melissa made fried chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
A salad. She made a pound cake, right?
Oh,
Angel,
pound.
I ate the pound cake before the chicken was done. I don't even recognize myself in the mirror. I'm back to taking showers in the dark now.
We're gonna do better, Kev.
We're not.
Yes,
I'm not.
Me and my Angel Wings was about to start Weight Watchers because I
be doing Weight Watchers. I watch it go up.
No, Kev.
He said 230. What? 240. What? 250. What? I'm sound like DMX. 260. What?
Yeah, no, I can't go back to the 200s. I don't want it.
It's
I can't.
Fine here.
No, it is not. I be sweating in places I shouldn't sweat. Kev, man. You understand?
I be sweating.
Right. I don't want that.
This crevice, back of my knees,
can't do it.
Small of my back,
can't do it.
Woo! Mm-mm. I like 200s. I ain't been past 200 since I was in college, and I'm getting further away from college. I remember when I was in college, the first time I saw that scale said 212, I said, "Woo!"
Yeah.
I did that freshman 20 in 6 weeks. I said,
you get A plus for me. You see what I did? I'm overachiever.
I had never had. Listen. Part of the reason I was thinner earlier in my life was poverty.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have enough food.
So you got that rich thing.
Bruh.
Yeah.
When I went to college, right, the best thing ever to happen to me was Melissa's parents.
Mm-hmm.
See, there was three dining plans.
Uh-huh.
There was for like kids who commuted.
Uh-huh.
And theirs was like $7. Basically, you want to grab a coffee. You're not on campus longer than 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Right? There was like $12. That's like, hey, you doing okay, but you ain't going to be here on the weekends. Uh-huh. Okay? And then there was, you have a good family. It was $25 a day.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa was on that.
Uh-huh.
Melissa don't be eating.
Oh, no, she don't.
Every quarter, she had plenty of food. They opened up like a 7-Eleven basically downstairs in my dorm. They had ice cream, chicken tenders, fries, quesadillas. And I was just like, I never had options like this.
I want all of it.
Melissa is incapable of finishing
a meal.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do well. I wouldn't do well in that type of relationship. I would be enormous.
Melissa would, so she had three chicken tenders. She'll tear it up, eat the sides, dip, leave the middle piece, okay? Eat four or five fries,
and then be like, be here. Down? What?
God, I listen.
Me and Marcus be in competition eating. We be ordering two meals a piece and trying to see who gonna finish it first. When I was pregnant with my first son, I would beat him all the time. He'd be like, dang, you done? Yeah, what's taking you so long? Like, it be, there is no leftover food. There is never, doesn't matter. Meal prepping, it doesn't make any sense.
A meal prep? Bruh, I meal prep four meals, okay? I took them to work, ate two at once. Right. I'm still hungry.
Right.
I mean, grilled chicken at 6 a.m. It's not working.
Oh, yeah, I done farted that out. And farted it. Oh, I'm empty. I need another meal. Give me one of them meals again. I can't.
I was just eating my meals for snack and then going out to lunch with my friends. Like, yeah, I'm grilled chicken and broccoli. We off that.
Oh,
were y'all going to Rush? Oh, man, this place, there was Honey Kettle over there in Culver City. They had blueberry biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Did it break your back?
Angel, they had fried chicken, blueberry biscuits. Ooh. There was this other place that had perfect tater tots. Mm. Tater tots are just amazing.
Damn. Tater tots don't get the respect they deserve in the fried potato streets.
Because they're associated with children.
And they don't be as good as french fries, though. They don't. I eat them. They're just not as good as french fries. French fries are
french fries
the
are just there.
Tater
just...
tots are the best form of french fried potatoes.
The fried to potato ratio is, I mean.
First of all, tater tots are way more dippable than fries.
Yeah, because it's a little so compact. Salty. They're so salty.
It's the best part. My feet swell immediately after one of those. Yeah.
Immediately. You better have your shoes off already.
Oh, yeah. I loosen flip-flops. Give them a little room.
Man, I'm telling you, the worst thing that happened to me is being financially okay.
Yeah, that, I mean,
you can eat whatever you want. Like, back in the day, kings were fat because it was like, bro, for what?
The worst thing that happened to me was confidence. That's how I, listen, I'd be like, but my face cute. I don't care. Listen. I'm over here, this belly sitting on my thighs today, currently, in this moment, at whatever time it is, that was 2:01 Pacific Standard Time. My belly is sitting on my thighs and I'm okay. I'm like, but you listen, I got these lashes on. You see me?
She didn't blink on him, Jack.
Okay, you see me. I got these lashes on. Big girls can wear lashes, okay? Did my braids. That's the problem. I got confidence. And if I would let that confidence go, I would possibly lose weight.
Angel,
but
I'm literally, you joking, but you ain't, though. Because at some point in my life, I was like, why, though?
What?
Like, Beyonce was as rich as she was, right? Coachella, she getting paid, I think it was like $8 million a weekend for that. Mm-hmm. And then Netflix gave her $20
million. Come on.
After that, she was like, I am never doing that again. She almost died, right? I'm wearing sweatpants as regular pants.
Come on. Yeah.
Lovely wife. I'd be checking it. Hey, does this bother you? She,
right.
Are you cool? What if I hit 260? She'd be like, it's warm. I'd be like, you sure?
It's warm.
Right? Like, she'd be tucking in on my stomach, you know, cold months, right? So I have no reason. I have no, like, hell. I still exercise all the time, you know, hour and a half walks. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Get checked out by my doctor. Cardiovascular health is in there.
It's
great. Know
what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why? Why deprive myself of tater tots?
Yeah.
For internet people?
Yeah. No.
I don't care. When they made fun of me with my shirt off, I laughed the hardest.
Right.
Like, and it's not like a fake confidence. Like, I saw Lizzo. I had this in the docket, but it kept getting pushed down. Lizzo showed her workout routine.
Mm-hmm.
This girl goes.
Yeah, she works out hard.
She goes so hard. And she was like, bro, I'm working out for the body type I want.
Yeah.
Not what you decide for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lizzo, big girl.
Yeah.
A big girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, bro, people were like, bro, have you ever been to her show?
Yeah, she's going at it.
Dumb for an hour and a half, out of breath, right? Yeah. Some people just are bigger body types, right? So I'm cool, right? One day I might be cool. It's the funniest thing about me. I will make an excuse for why you are doing well. Like that, I don't know the guy's name, but he was in that movie with Issa Rae, Lovebirds.
The
Kamal, I think, maybe?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's his name. But I know you're talking about the Indian dude. I think he's amazing. He might be Pakistani.
I think he is Pakistani. He got paid by Marvel.
Kamel.
I was close.
But you were wrong. But go ahead.
He got paid by Marvel to get in shape. He said, man, they gave him the chef, the nutritionist, the trainer, the gym access. And I'm like, if Marvel ever says, Kev, you are going to be the Blacker Panther. If you pay, and not to mention, they paid all that stuff and gave him the millions up front. Mm-hmm. That's probably what it will take for me.
That's what it will take.
A Marvel action film.
Imagine that advance hitting your account.
And I need to be what by when?
I wouldn't
to keep
be,
8 million?
I wouldn't be eating nothing.
Girl.
Hopes and dreams. These are delicious.
$8 million?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't
abs
be eating.
Will be on the way. Yeah.
No, I just, I want to take pictures in certain outfits that my current body doesn't look good in, and that's my motivation. Because there'll be,
really?
Yeah, there'll be outfits that I'll be like, ooh, I want to wear that. And then I put it on this current body, and I'm like, what? The same as it did on the website. So that's my motivation. But at the end of the day, I'm still happy where I'm at right now. But if I want to fit in them outfits, but if I had 8 mil, I would lose that in a couple of days. They would probably have to resuscitate me. Be like, Angel, they'd be like, Angel, you had 3 months. I just didn't want to let you guys down. I wanted you to know I took it seriously. Yeah, completely. Ain't got no edges because my hair didn't fell out due to vitamin depletion, but I'd be thin. Hey. Hey, Mia, slap on one of these units.
She could pass out like Kelly from The Office. The weight loss challenge.
Exactly. What's on your mind, Ken?
Should I start another topic? Just one more thing. I just want to say this will be quick.
Okay, what's up?
I want to congratulate Onika Mirage, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you. She's pregnant.
She is.
I just want to say, Josh, you got to put this picture up. In her outfit, she went back to old Nikki for whatever reason. On her breast area, she's already got the baby bottle in the place where she will breastfeed.
So it's installed.
You got like, it's like a really unit. Close up on
Angel,
that picture.
No, somebody pointed it out on Twitter. Uh-huh. I didn't even notice it. First of all, this outfit had to have costed so many dollars.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
The fact that she did an arts and crafts thing of putting a little nipple thing where the nipple is was the most Nicki Minaj thing of all time. However, I want to apologize to Nicki. I have forgotten how good of a rapper she was at one time.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That's why. It makes it very difficult to remember sometimes. Please continue.
I listened to the Monsterverse again.
It's amazing, right?
First thing first. Wait, I'm the rookie?
Yeah.
She was so strong.
She was great.
Where do you rank her? All MCs, all female MCs.
All female MCs. I'm trying to think of who else.
Wait,
who?
I'm the rookie?
I have to think about who all I'm comparing. So we've got Nicki. We've got Cardi, we've got Meg, we've got Missy Elliott, I'm trying to think of who all would be on that list. We've got Left Eye for the little bit of time she was here on Earth with us.
Who?
Would you put Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim?
Oh, Lil' Kim, thank you. I forgot all about Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
I would say...
Is she top five is really what I would like to
yeah.
Know. She's top five?
She's top five, but that's also, let me say this. I don't have enough female rappers in my head right now to knock her out of top five. But I still think it would still be hard for me to push her out of the top five.
Is Beyonce in top five?
She is above the list. And then the list starts below her. If that's what you're asking.
I don't know why.
Like her gown drapes over the list is what I'm saying. I definitely think at one point in time, Nicki Minaj was just a force to be reckoned with. I don't know what happened and why her lyrics just got really like messy. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really understand. I was like, am I not supposed to understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
I was like, have I just aged out of it? I couldn't figure out what was happening. Then I realized, oh no, everybody thinks this is trash. But I cannot ignore the fact that at one point in time, that chick was spitting fire.
I feel like her gimmick might have overshadowed her actual skill because of the like Roman and the yelling and the British accent.
Mm-hmm.
But she came in and made a name for herself quickly.
Yes, she did. Right?
Made a lot of money, won a lot of awards, has a lot of fans, had undeniable skill, and has prided herself on writing all her bars. I think she's probably... The thing is, here's the thing, and I see a lot of people in the comments naming
Other rappers. Like,
yeah, you know, Chica. Remy. I love Chica.
I Remy. Do too.
Chica's one of my favorites. She, her, really have you good. Seen her Tiny Desk?
I'm trying to think if I've seen her Tiny Desk.
Oh,
or
you
not.
Gotta check it out. So
she's
good.
Amazing. I think she is absolutely amazing.
Oh, she's such a great artist. MC Lyte, Lil' Kim. The thing about Nicki that separates her from a lot of other female MCs is her star power.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women didn't get the recognition that Nicki got as far as like global icon, headline tour. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like MC Lyte, as much of a great rapper she was, she didn't reach those heights of star power. Like Missy had that star power. Mm-hmm. Lauren had that star power. Beyonce had that star power. But at the time, Nicki's features and verses were 10 times your pay.
Yeah.
Like she was out here. So I think that's the thing. Remy Ma, another good example. She's a great artist, rapper, but
star power.
But her star power. And that's the thing that always happens, right? You go back when you listen to music, like your background singers, most singers will argue, like, listen, my background vocalist
can outsing them. Circle.
Alicia Keys, that I make that joke about the dude who was singing behind her. Blowing her out of the water, right?
Completely.
But he's nowhere near the star she is. And nobody behind her is the star. Rihanna, Jade Nova sang behind Rihanna, like, love Rihanna.
But
right?
Jade Nova but got the vocals.
Jade Nova is one of the best singers I've ever heard.
Yeah,
like,
she's amazing.
Rihanna doesn't go crazy vocally.
She can't.
Right?
She cannot.
Angel,
yeah.
Why do we always have to do this? That has nothing to do with Beyonce.
I didn't say that.
It is.
No. That is my honest opinion about Robin.
Oh, now you calling her Robin.
No, I'm saying that is my honest opinion. She cannot go crazy vocally. That is not... Beyonce does not have to be anywhere in the room. Robin can't go crazy. Think about her music. She cannot.
Robin,
she does well within the lane.
You calling her Robin.
Yeah, see, look at...
Rihanna is a great artist. She plays her game. She sings her music.
Absolutely.
She deals her thing. But Jade Nova, and Jade will never say this, and Jade said Rihanna's amazing. This isn't a shot at Rihanna. It's just that some people make better artists.
Yes.
Right? Than other people that are more talented. Listen, there are comedians who are funnier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that. Mm-hmm. Right? But there are few who are as astute of a business person,
come on.
I mean, I really just thought about it the other day.
Do the light flex. I like
Listen,
that. It's the
my
truth.
Skill
it's not a flex.
Isn't the comedy, right? I'm just
yes,
as funny as a lot of people. I'm not saying I'm not funny. Mm-hmm. I'm out here, but it's understanding the internet. It's commitment. It's business acumen. It's marketing. It's a lot more than that. But on pure funny for funny's sake, there's people and there's comedians who are like, why he out here? Because there's more to it than being funny.
Right.
That's your first mistake, actually, mm-hmm. is thinking that being the funniest wins.
Right.
That is never the truth.
It's you.
Not
correct.
The funniest, not the tallest. Like, the tallest NBA player isn't the best player.
No.
Right? The best people don't always get to play. There's other factors that come into it. Mm-hmm. And that's why Rihanna has had success. And that's Nicki Minaj. She realized there's a lane here, right?
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion. Let me be an amazing rapper let me rap like I could rap with UGK,
mm-hmm.
but let me be more sexual than female rappers are,
yeah.
right? But my rapping, like if Meg was just standing there in jeans, she'd be rapping.
Yeah.
Like she'd be rapping for rapping's sake. I love her confidence. She reminds me of Bun B and them, like, bro, she could rap with them on
yeah.
that Houston stuff. I'd be like, let's go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, she's, I love her.
Right?
I do love her.
So, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah,
the ability to rap.
I mean, look at Cardi B. Like that is a prime example. I'm like, why are we skating over her? That is a prime example of someone who a lot of people can rap better than.
Here's the thing about Cardi B that I love. She took people's power away, mm-hmm. right?
Oh yeah.
She said, first of all, I'm just a stripper. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing in music, right? Mm-hmm. Then people were like, low key, Cardi can go, right? But before you could say, but she don't write, she was like, also, I don't even write this stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not gonna do it.
I have people write this for me. I just deliver it, right? But when let me just, I don't usually do this. This can get struck, right? But no one can deny when this came on, it did not matter
Cardi.
Who wrote the lyrics.
Nah.
Because the deliverer of the lyrics was like, bruh. Now the songwriter said, Lil, you know, I can't play it.
I thought you were going to play the explicit.
I was
right.
No.
Say little, you can't, me. I love
Listen,
it.
Listen, Angel.
I love it.
Cardi's best skill, mm-hmm. she has the same skill that Drake has. They can tap into a feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? When you feel your best, lashes, whatever it is, and that came on, that was like, bro, I'm out here.
Yeah.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? When I was backstage,
that's
bro, when that I was wasn't it? Feeling super confident, let me.
You put on that?
Said little cat.
You weren't listening to gospel music, no?
Fred Hammond, I love him.
The presence of the Lord. You know, I'm gonna get my blood.
It doesn't have the same effect.
Uh-huh.
And the average, here's what people always make the mistake in about hip hop. She ain't no real MC. The average consumer doesn't care.
I don't.
Why do you think Drake is the biggest entertainer almost ever?
They don't care.
They don't. We do not care.
Even
I don't care.
Even if Drake lies, he writes it or doesn't write it. People don't care.
Do I like the song or not? Care.
Yeah. Do I like the song or not?
That's all that it matters. I don't care who wrote the song. That's even with singers. You don't have to be a singer-songwriter for me. Do I like this song? Half the time with Mary J, I didn't care if the note was actually in the key that she was hitting.
Hilarious.
Do I like the song? I do.
Do I feel something?
Yes.
I see the shoulder movements. I'm all
Whitney
in.
Houston didn't write nothing.
No, she just delivered.
Claim. Let me tell you what. Glad this came up.
Please.
Melissa and I watched the David Foster documentary on Netflix. Amazing.
Oh, really, I can't wait to watch it. I love
it. Oh, you should, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
But let me tell you who sucks at their own song. Dolly Parton singing I Will Always Love You.
Oh, you've never heard it? You never heard her version?
Angel. Lakeitha Moore tanks me, the actress. When I tell you, I was like, who? What? The third verse where she is talking.
Uh-huh.
Where Whitney's, let me just.
I hope life treats you kind. And I hope.
Wow.
Yeah, she's.
You talk about, Dolly was like, oh, this is now your song.
Yeah.
This is no longer my song. Because Dolly on her best, and I love Dolly.
Yeah.
Never had a problem. She don't bother nobody.
No, she don't.
But on her best day,
mm-hmm.
she could not stand in the same zip code
now,
as Whitney Houston singing that song.
In the same zip code.
Let me just play the last part of the Virgo. Girl,
you
Angel.
Have all you. Yeah.
Because somebody else had covered it, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
When they were trying
another
to give it to,
singer.
Yeah. And she sang it more like Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
But when Dolly talked, listen, I was like, Dolly.
Like a little bird.
Hold on, that's not the part. I gotta have the part where she talked to Angel.
And I will always love you.
Here it is.
I told you, yeah, I knew it was that part. Angel. Treat it kind.
And I hope that you have all.
Yeah.
That you ever dreamed.
She's a rapper.
Why is she talking?
She's rapping, country rap.
Oh,
I wish
spitting.
You joy. In happiness.
Girl, shut up. Now, since we're here, let me just show you how that was supposed to go. Come on, little sax man, Kenny G.
Life treats you kind.
Thank you, God, for
winning. That's the baby manger, Jesus' manger, right there in her throat.
And I wish you joy.
Come on, Whitney.
Washed.
Stop.
Rinse, repeat, spin cycle.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Come on, Whitney.
I wish you love.
Come on. Hit it.
Come on now.
Come on. Come on, Whitney.
You know how mad I would be
if that was,
if I were Dolly Parton.
Listen.
And you turned that in. And that was your voice?
Song ain't coming out.
Bruh.
Song is
no,
never coming out.
No, you don't have the rights to this no more.
Song is not coming out.
I've had that happen. I had a friend write me a song, and then he gave it to one of the girls that played in the movie Clark Sisters to sing, and I was like, you black bastard. I will never sing that song again. I will never. He was like, ah, Angel. I said, I know her voice. I will, people will be like, that couldn't have been written for you. No, no, it couldn't have been. What is that? What was that that you just did? A lullaby? That's what Dolly.
Listen, and I know Dolly's getting paid. Like, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the artist person, the songwriter.
Yeah.
To have someone, like, that's like me writing a joke and then someone making it the best joke in the history of the world. Like, that is arguably top five songs in the history of the world.
It's a beautiful song.
That is the barometer of if you can do Whitney.
Yeah.
You can. That's black people. Now let me see you do Whitney.
Let me see you do a Whitney. If you can't, go sit down.
No, you wrote the barometer of song for someone else.
Yeah.
And you had already released yours.
She should have never released hers.
We got to meet me in the street, cuz. Square up. How dare you sing that song better than me like that?
Whitney, shut up. Ain't nobody tell you sing that hard.
And when Whitney died, Dolly got paid all over a game. That, cuz Whitney's catalog shot right back up to number one. We ain't talking about money. We talking about pride. I have pride. I have power. We talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, singing and songwriting are two different skills.
Absolutely.
Often people have both of those.
Yeah, right? Sometimes.
Very rarely are you one of the world's greatest. Because like The Dream, love him as a songwriter. Don't love him as an artist.
No.
Neo, as an artist.
You don't like him. You don't like Champagne Lights. Everything's okay.
So sick.
So sick. I love.
Okay.
Everything else.
The Dream's got a couple too.
Let's toast it up.
Listen, unpopular opinion. If Neo did nothing else after So Sick, I would have been just happy.
I'm just so sad.
Not a fan, but he wrote Irreplaceable, gave it to Beyonce.
Say, man, I bet the boy ate.
You must not know about. Yeah, he's a
imagine
great.
Imagine him singing that.
Oh, God. No, I would be like, no, no, Neo. No. But yes, there are people who are artists that like the Cardi B's of the world that are great artists. And I am entertained and like their music or what they put out. But yeah, I don't care about all the other stuff.
Because we don't, though. Like on Twitter, we all act like we care. We don't. At the end of the day, the crazy thing is, remember when we were young, before your time, Joshua, when we bought CDs?
Oh, yeah.
I bought CDs. Oh,
you did not, Joshua. I absolutely bought CDs. Fourth grade, mommy, can I go to Sam Goody?
I pull it out the sleeve. Look at the credits. Look at the words.
Did you look at album notes?
Yes, yes. I loved the cover art. Everything in there. They had the lyrics in there sometimes. So I love it.
A lot of time. They had whole photo shoots.
I know.
Right?
I
but
miss
guess what
it.
Apple Music took away and Spotify? The credits.
They did.
The photo shoot. Tidal actually has all that.
They're just starting to bring that stuff back in. Yeah.
That's why I still actually buy hard copies.
People don't care. And we was burning CDs anyway. Ain't no album.
I would sometimes print one out and then slide it in the sleeve.
Did you really?
Absolutely, man. I was bootlegging all over the place.
You bootlegged the album cover?
No. I don't know if I'm past the statute of limitations.
He was like, no, don't you.
That burnt CDs we had.
Oh, yeah.
It was DMX. Don't know who else did it. But that's the thing that people, we all just have to know. The consumer does not care.
They don't care.
Right? Especially in singers. And rappers, we care. It's part of the whole thing. Are you a true MC? Listen, let me tell you something about Cardi B. Her bank account does not care what hip-hop heads think.
Absolutely.
Her house is rich.
Yeah.
Very, Cardi B is rich.
Very. Real money. Real money.
And I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She won a Grammy.
For what, rap album of the year?
Invasion of Privacy.
First
double check.
Yes, it's right. It was the first female rapper to win in that category.
And that's what happens. People say, and I actually don't even agree. I mean, don't even disagree. What year was that?
Whenever she was pregnant with her daughter. So 2.5-3 years ago.
2019, best rap album Grammy. Now, would I argue that Cardi B is the best of all? What Lauren won album of the year, right?
I think she won album of the year overall. Yes.
Okay. I would not argue that Cardi B is the best woman rapper to ever grace. I wouldn't argue that she is better than a lot of people.
No.
But in the time, a lot of this also is time.
Yeah. Like, she dropped it at the right time.
Will Smith would have an Oscar if he didn't happen to release Pursuit of Happiness the year somebody else released something. Mm. Leo, too. Sometimes somebody else acted better than you.
I mean, some things are political, too. So I can't really
say. They handed Leo
the one about the bear movie. Oh, it was terrible. Oh, God. I was like, die already.
It was the worst.
People were like, wait till you see this movie. It's so good. I was like, you know what?
I hated it.
I'd rather watch Fatal Affair. I can tell you that over that daggone Leo dying.
5 Grammys for that one album.
Yeah, the album was fire. That was my whole.
And if people don't respect her for that, man, that.
Timeless. So the album is timeless.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run that today.
You know what I hate about The Revenant? I'm sorry, Josh, to go back. I just want to say this aloud.
The Revenant. That's what it was. Ugh.
Their whole thing was like.
The cinematography.
It was shot during natural light. I don't care.
I can't stand when people try to make things.
Bear scenes.
I know. It was. It was so bad. And I hate when people try to make things seem more important than what they really are. Like,
It was natural light or a key light or an Ari with the honeycomb. Doesn't matter to me. This movie is boring.
That's how I felt about If Beale Street Could Talk.
A lot of people said that.
I was like, I don't care how pretty it is. I am bored. I could go to a museum. I could just look at this wall of paintings. That would take me only about, 2 seconds? I had to sit here for 2 hours. To watch pretty.
The Revenant was a lob, though, for Leo.
The Revenant was Leo saying, you give me this doggone Oscar, or I'm not making no more movies. You know, like, when you... First of all, you have to pay to get nominated for an Emmy, and then you have to pay to campaign to win an Emmy.
What?
People can pay to get a Hollywood star.
Have to pay to get a Hollywood star. To get nominated for an Emmy, the production people...
They gotta pay.
Yeah, they do. You don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like, oh, Angel was dope. It was like, okay, she might have a chance. Let's pay. It's not like the art for the art's sake.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
I didn't know that. I thought it was all, but bro, it's a money.
You know, 2 years ago, I was submitted.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
For what? I didn't know.
Atypical. I was.
Y'all gotta watch Atypical. Angel is, the fact that you're on a Netflix show, are you on season 3?
Yeah.
Y'all better respect Angel's name in these streets.
I didn't know
streets.
You were submitted. Yeah. You were nominated?
No, I was submitted. So first you do that. let's not get carried away. Okay? First, the production company submitted me for the consideration. You know when they say for your consideration.
Yeah,
I made it your dad. Yes, I was that. I didn't know until 2 days before the doors, like the voting closed. Yeah. I was like, what? Who? Another friend who was nominated was like, I saw your name on here. I was like... I did do a
y'all
good job,
y'all might not know because Angel be so funny. Angel legitimately is a professional actress.
Thank you.
Will see her on TV. Netflix suggested Atypical. This is when I was on tour. Me and Josh were like watching everything. He's like, you heard of Stranger Things? I was like, I ain't heard. He was like,
check it I wasn't. Out.
Watch the whole season
that,
one night.
Right? Literally in like, Josh watched it in like 2 nights. He came for a lobby call, blessed shout out. He was like, Stranger Things is amazing. What time is the play? Like he'd been doing coke in that room. So after I finished that, I think I finished something. I don't know what it was. But Atypical was like, hey, this kid's autistic. He's high on the spectrum. I was like, okay. I got plenty of time in my room. And then I said, Nicole Angel. And I didn't know you as well. It was just like, oh, that's Meg's friend from the, she's a Delta. But the show is really good.
The show is amazing. It's
really good.
Yeah.
And Angel's really good in it. You see TV, Angel be up in there.
I be on air making some coins. Thank God. I mean, until COVID hit. And now I just be getting paid residuals. And from this show, thank you guys so much for welcoming me.
That's the thing. When you book your office type thing, and we'll close after this because I'm hungry and we got other stuff to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Food's here.
When you make a show like that, when I tell you, you don't have to do nothing else in life.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carell did not have to act again.
Ever again.
Ever in his life.
Did you guys see Space Force?
Sound good.
Huh?
Did you guys start watching Space Force?
I watched the whole season.
I did too. What'd you think? Oh, dang, I don't want to open this up.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it another day.
Okay.
But like Ted Danson from Cheers. Nothing else.
He said, I'm good.
And he went on to do Curb Your Enthusiasm. He went on to do The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
Dude from Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
How many people get 2 sitcoms that are that powerful? Hardly ever. Right? Cosby Show, Till Bill did what Bill does. Them people was like, Because that was a syndicate. Bro, Seinfeld on TV.
Do be. Just over and over and over again.
Just be on TV.
Just making money. You don't need it no
more. It's on streaming thing. It's on network. When I go around to other towns, I'm always amazed by how many, like, my 64, Seinfeld at 6, 6:30, 7, and 7:30.
That's the syndication. Every day. Woo!
Nigga checks off each of those errands, Josh. Right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Now, Jerry and Larry checks are bigger than Julia and, you
but
know.
But her that's checks are not to be scoffed at.
No, no, no. Them real. That's what I'm saying. And then Julia went on to do all that other stuff. Veep?
Yeah.
Bruh. Yeah.
They're eating at home doing
nothing. Nothing. That's what my goal is.
They don't have to go back and shoot it never again.
Ever.
They're just going to play it again.
They're just going to show, especially because we ain't got no content, they're just going to show it again. Listen.
All right, y'all.
Congratulations, Nikki, on your baby.
Yes.
We were there.
I forgot how we got there.
Yeah.
The outfit was a little much, but it's Nikki.
I loved it. I'm here for it.
We'll see you guys. Bonus people, we'll see you on Friday. Everybody else, we'll see you next Wednesday. Dolly Parton, I love you. That ain't your song no more.
I hope.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.